as the name shows, that when there is a delayed pressure over any part of the skin resulting in the formation of an urticarial plaques, it will be known as a delayed pressure urticaria. Although the incidence of this type of the urticaria is very less and it is up to 2% of the urticarias, but it can be considered that it can be a part of a chronic spontaneous urticaria, and the patients usually they are unaware of this type of the condition present in them until and unless they are directly questioned about it. So what happens that when there is a sustained pressure on any part of the skin, it will result in the formation of the veils after a delay of 30 minutes to 9 hours, but usually within 4 to 8 hours, and they last for 12 to 72 hours. However, whereas when we talk about the definition of an urticaria, we see that the spontaneous urticarias or the acute type of the urticarias, they last for less than 24 hours. If they last more than 24 hours, then we have to consider other diagnoses such as urticarial vasculitis or angioedema. So since they present with a veiling with a delay of 30 minutes to 9 hours or 4 to 8 hours, and they last for a longer period of time, 12 to 72 hours. So that's why they mimic urticarial vasculitis until and unless we have do the biopsy, and then we rule that out. So that delayed pressure can be due to tight clothing, or they may present on the hands after manual work, on the buttocks and the lower back after prolonged sitting, on the feet after prolonged walking. The lesions may be itchy, but they are often tender or painful, particularly on the soles and the scalp, and the severity is also variable. They may be accompanied by systemic symptoms such as malaise, flu-like symptoms, arthralgia, myalgia. So the diagnosis is can be confirmed by careful questioning and confirmed by challenge testing, in which a dermographometer is used, that is a calibrated type of dermographometer is used, but at a higher settings. In the dermographism, we selected the calibrated dermographometer at 36 gram per cubic millimeter, but here it is used 100 gram per square millimeter, which is applied on the skin. अब यहाँ पे जो इतनी डिटेल लिखी हुई है ना कि अपर बैक फॉर 72nd रॉड विद अ कॉन्वेक्स सेंटीमीटर, डोंट रेटिफाई दैट ना, ये ज़रूरी है. बस आपको ये पता होना चाहिए कि हम इसको जो है वो चैलेंज टेस्टिंग से हम टेस्ट करते हैं. सो द अर्टिकेरिया, यहाँ पे एक चीज़ भी ये मेंशन है कि वंस एन एरिया इज स्टिमुलेटेड एंड द डिलेड प्रेशर अर्टिकेरिया हैज़ बीन इंड्यूस्ड देयर, द सेम साइट विल बी रिफ्रैक्ट्री to another stimulus and production of the veiling for the next 40 to 48 hours.